intensely dislike to go somewhere. You'd say he what hated the place.
He really hated the place.
And it wasn't just a little cold this morning. You'd say it's
very cold.
What's another word?
Mighty cold.
Well, if your mother cooks something real good, you say, Mama, that's
real good.
And
really good.
Now, you might, if you hit your finger with a hammer or something like that, it really hurt. What would you say?
Oh.
Huh?
Ouch, your old one.
Oh, really? Would you have a real strong expression say?
No, when I hurt myself, I always say, ouch, oh.
Well, what if a dog grabbed a pie you made or something?
I'd scream at him, probably.
Well, is there, there's not
I'm not sure what I'd say.
Well.
Get out of here, I expect I'd say if he didn't get it, because I wouldn't want to kill him.
Alright, now, what about if,
A dog gone, most of the time I say that word, I used to.
Say what?
Doggone. You know if I
can. How would you say it?
Doggone or doggone it.
Alright. Now, how would you know, express a lot of surprise?
I don't know. How about I express a surprise?
Yeah.
Those things just come out. I don't know. You don't have no certain way. I don't. Because what I was surprised with, you know, if you surprised me, if I walked in my house and somebody was in here and I wasn't expecting them, it might frighten me. I mean, you have different ways of expressing surprises.
What would you
say? I probably would scream. Probably would.
Even if you knew?
Well, yeah, but if you was somebody I knew was in my house, I'd say, well, how did you get in here? What are you doing here? You know, I'd probably scream first. Oh, you scared me or something. It surprised me.
Now, what would you say if you just look a little bit sick or something, you know, at yourself, or doing something real stupid or something?
I hate myself.
Did you say what you said?
Yeah, I hate myself for doing something. Yeah, I said it in a minute.
Well, would you ever say something like, well, shucks? Something like that?
Yeah, that's a word.
Do you use it?
I wonder if you done said, I've done it as well, shucks, forget it, you know. I don't use it much, but I know it's a word.
Well, what would you say if something, you know, if something shocking, you hear about it, you know, and they might blame you for it, you know, for something that's happened, but you know you didn't do it. You might show a little bit of kind, you know, resentment for it and say, why the
devil with it? What? All right, no. I was accused of doing something I didn't do.
Well, would you ever say something like, if somebody's real smart, they might have a bright, what?
Mind? Ideal?
So would you ever say something?
Oh, the ideal wasn't there. Oh, most, yeah, if something happened, if I was involved in us, and it was the other person's fault, I said, well, that was my idea.
So would you ever say, well, the idea that I...
Oh, the idea that accused me of it? Yeah.
Well, now, what do you say when you first meet somebody?
Oh.
When somebody says, good morning, what would you say to them?
I tell them, good morning back.
Well,
I have a habit of saying morning. I don't know why. I don't ever say good morning because a lot of them don't be good. I just say morning, you know.
Well, if you meet somebody, you know, when you, what do you say on the phone?
Hello.
And then you say,
how are you?
And would you say that to a close friend or to anybody?
Anybody.
And if you're introduced to a stranger, you know, what would you say to him?
I'm pleased to